at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, Joshua has been involved in a car crash in Nigeria, which has killed two people and left him in hospital. It happened around 50 miles from where the 36-year-old went to boarding school until he returned to Britain at the age of 12. The former heavyweight world champion sustained minor injuries after the Lexus Jeep he was in a collision with a stationary truck. Our correspondent Emma Birchley has more.
There are photos that show him sitting behind the driver's seat, surrounded with broken glass, and then video two that shows him being helped from that vehicle.
A mother and her two children, aged 4 and 7, have died after a house fire in Gloucestershire. They'd been unaccounted for after flames broke out in the property near Stroud early on Boxing Day. The dad survived while trying to save his family. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Nathaniel Houghton says working out the cause won't be easy.
There is significant damage internally, with loss of floors, stairwells, material in there, heavily fire damage, but heavily smoke damage as well, collapse of roof, etc.
Volodymyr Zelensky's told reporters a security guarantee being offered by the US is shorter than the 50 years he'd asked for. Ukraine's president appears to have accepted the proposed 15 years if a peace deal is reached with Russia. Police in Essex say they think a small aircraft's come down into a reservoir near Chelmsford. Officers are working with several organisations to establish what happened yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Crown Prosecution Service says more needs to be done to improve outcomes for victims of coercive control. Charges and convictions are much lower than the record 52,500 reports in England and Wales last year.